Hello, everybody, and welcome to this special episode of the Loose Screws podcast. A quick recap or debrief of the event. So, ScrewCon 2024 is now concluded, and we've all managed, I think most of us managed to get home.
Man, I can't believe we pulled it off.
Amazing. I am so tired. Jesus
Christ. It was all about to fall apart like 8 times.
I'll never drink again.
No.
I haven't been able to sleep. The nightmares are too strong.
When I got home, I was starving. I ate everything in the refrigerator, in the pantry.
It was weird that they didn't have any food at the venue.
Who was in charge of food?
I thought that was part of the package.
So what's the story?
My stomach now says otherwise.
What was the story with the? So I wasn't in charge of putting the venue together. What was the story with that?
All right, so this one was my fault, and I'm really sorry about that. Okay, so we always wanted to have ScrewCon at a central location for all of the squadron. And originally, that worked out that we were going to have the Country Music Hall of Fame here in Nashville, because we are the central location for the members of the squadron, geographically, if you only account for the United States. When you throw Grover Kiwi in, and when you throw in Wintermute and some of our other British friends, it shifts the location to Oklahoma. So I figured it was a great idea to have it at the Tumbleweed Room at the Hilton Garden Inn in Anead, Oklahoma, the hometown of Borked.
Right.
And Unfortunately, they don't have a restaurant. So there was no catering.
Well, you know, it was fortuitous, right? Because, you know, he was needing help packing up and getting moved. And so we all got to be there for that, which was kind of special, I thought.
Although
we did have to work.
Right.
But I wasn't expecting, traveling all this way, at least a cheese ball or some kind of cheese.
There was food when we got there. They had the like continental breakfast thing set up, but we just descended on it like locusts, and it lasted about nine minutes, I think. And then
totally
everybody
unprepared.
Else in the hotel. Yeah.
I think I got a banana one time.
Dale Wonder Bread. Yeah. Toast.
Yeah. And Grover, I think you were thinking of our sponsors. So Kraft Singles was one of our sponsors, and they were giving out swag bags full of Kraft Singles.
Hey,
and
kudos
if you didn't like it, fuck you.
Yeah, kudos to Chig for pulling that off, too. I couldn't believe it.
Where is Chig? I was expecting Chig to be here for this special episode.
Oh, he's still over.
I couldn't afford to post bail for him.
Last I saw him, he was sitting down to finish off the last like 9 of those swag bags that nobody was going to take. What happened after that? I don't know.
I couldn't get one.
Like Blumen got was right.
He said they were just abandoned, but they might have been the ones that he just managed to drag into his room over the course of the weekend.
Yeah, Blumen was right. He got arrested.
Yeah.
Wait, are you looking up the report right now?
Yeah, it says he robbed a cheese truck, a Velveeta cheese truck.
We couldn't get enough.
He must have been pretty far gone.
He's like a wear cheese at this point. He completely lost his mind at the sight of it transformed right there on the spot.
I think it's like when he goes without it for so long, he can't. It's like a vampire craving, right?
Right.
Only for cheese.
Right. Exactly. Like it gets stronger and stronger.
It's like the Vulcan mating urge.
Yeah.
You know what? I take that back. It's not like that at all.
No, because for Chig, it's continuous, not once every 7 years.
It's like
it's, you know, if he goes for his whole life,
it's a cheese frenzy.
Oh God! All right. Well, anyway,
okay.
We have to add a new tier to the Patreon to post bail for Chig.
Yeah,
that's true.
Oh, he'll talk his way out as soon as he sobers up.
How do you want to tackle this? Should we talk about our favorite parts? And I thought I was one of the first to arrive, but not the first, because once again, as I guess is a conference tradition now, I arrived to find that Alec Turner had beat me, and there he is sitting at the bar with a pint, wondering why it's so cold. I don't know how he got there that quickly.
Man, the Concords don't fly anymore, so it couldn't have been that.
Yeah, he just traveled really early, I guess.
Yeah, just got there a day early.
Yeah. He wanted to get used to the time changes.
And the lane changes.
Did you see the state of his rental car, though? He isn't getting his bond back.
Yeah, he did pretty well with the FedEx truck, though, but that was...
Old habits die hard.
Yeah.
He kept talking to me about tea and like he'd never seen sweet tea before. He was like, "What's that?" I was like, "Oh, it's tea. Why is it cold?" I was like, "Well, it's iced tea." We're like, "Well, what do you warm it up in a microwave?" No. He's like, "Who drinks tea
weird.
Cold?"
It was weird how we many times over cold. The weekend that came up. Like they expected tea was going to be this big point of contention and discover that all these people are drinking tea with sugar in it on ice and didn't know how to respond. Yeah. All like, you only get tea. Well, all right, great. We like
our tea. Basically is soda in comparison, so it's a culture shock.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, I think they were thinking that it was sugar with tea in it and not tea with sugar in it.
Yeah.
And I think that's where they got confused.
Basically is.
I'm on that team. I don't care for sweet tea. Oh well.
Well, aren't you just a decadent guy?
Yes, I'm really extremely honest, fancy. Yeah.
You're so posh.
No, I mean I'm the same way. For someone who I'm living on the sweet tea side of the Ohio River. I mean, I'm definitely team unsweet tea because I grew up in the Northeast. So
right, me too. Yeah,
I grew up on the unsweet tea side of the Ohio River, and I'm on team sweet tea.
Oh shit,
a convert! Wow,
it explains everything.
Takes all kinds. How to phrase this? We should mention that Kraft Singles weren't our only sponsor because Audaxious decided to jump in and sponsor the con from your new company, didn't you, bud?
Yeah, I felt bad because I've never contributed to the Patreon. So I was like, okay, I'll give them a
figure. Since you're starting up this new venture,
Yeah, and it's something that's been spinning in the Discord for a little bit, and I sensed a market opportunity, so I figured it's a good, soft opening, kind of a reveal to the world. Yeah.
I do have the audio if you want to share it for people who weren't there.
Yeah, it's got a classic feel, and I figured it'd be a good way to kind of break people into the idea. So, yeah, if you could, okay. It'd be good, yeah.
Let's have a listen. Here we go. Mm-hmm.
Are you tired of putting all work and effort into planning something, only for nobody to show up to your Taco Wednesday? Sick of all your Discord buddies never showing up for Thargoid Saturday? Totally time to turn to the tubular tunes of alliteration. Harness the power of starting all the words in a phrase with the same letter. Get all your friends who are dumb as shit to remember something because the words start the same. See attendance to your event skyrocket because you chose to put it on the day that happens to match the same letter. Call Audaxious Awesome Alliteration Sentence Services today. That's Audaxious Awesome Alliteration Sentence Services. AAASS. Call today and get some ass.
And thanks very much to Az for the sponsorship.
Yeah. Feel free to call, consult. We're open 24 hours a day.
Yeah. And we had two other sponsors too. I mean, wonderful. I want to thank NVIDIA. I mean, I don't know how we couldn't get food with these sponsors, but we had NVIDIA previewing the 5090 Ti graphics card. It has additional threads so you can mine Dogecoin while you're mining Tritium. So I know what I'm upgrading my graphics card to when it comes out. And then, the last one.
No price too high.
No price too high. I mean, because you can make it all back in Dogecoin. And I love Dogecoin. And this is not investment advice, people.
It'll pay for itself in 16,000 years.
I mean, Shiba Inus are just cool. All right. So, and the last sponsor is FDev. They gave a new Loose Screws Network exclusive paint job and decal to commemorate the event. Unfortunately, it was for F1 Manager instead of Elite Dangerous. But
yeah, well,
that was.
And with apologies from them, to be honest, we're honored that they were able to come and do something for us. They didn't have anything kind of Elite related that they could kind of let go at this point, but they were kind of on this F1 Manager thing for reasons that I guess I'll get to. They're so yeah, it's a paint job for I forget which ship it's for. Because it didn't I haven't logged in yet.
It's for the F1 Manager game.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I know, but I think it must be for Cobra Mark III, right? Turns your Cobra Mark III into a Formula One car. It was something like that.
Something like that.
Yes. FDev was able to come and present something. They were able to give us an exclusive first look at an upcoming game, which is pretty cool, even though it's not Elite. So we'll forgive Art for turning up with this. And the game was F1 Manager 2023 Manager, which is really exciting. Unlike previous F1 management sims, where the gameplay is all about, you know, managing a Formula One team through a race season and you're making choices about timing of actions and spending resources and funds and stuff, F1 Manager 2023 Manager sees the player taking on the role of a game production team principal for an F1 Manager game through development to release and then reception by the fan base. So pretty cool. So you get to, in the game, you get to juggle multiple metrics such as hype and, you know, game and DLC price and spending community engagement points over time, as well as development resources and attending investor meetings. And you end up with opposing scores, right, for mind share and price share that kind of, you know, waver back and forth throughout the release cycle.
You also got to, you know, there's hazards such as like having to shift focus on different aspects when management doesn't think that that's is going to make them the appropriate amount of money for certain features.
Right. I mean, you might have a happy fan base, but you have your board kind of pushing back on you sometimes. You have to keep that kind of balanced.
My playthrough, I got the obscure graphics card conflict driver update event. Totally threw me into, like, pulled out all the graphics, and it turns out without any of the graphics, it's almost as good a game. So you don't really lose that much ground in that time before you figure out what the graphics fix is. It's clever. They put a lot of thought into it, for sure.
Oh, that's cool.
Didn't anyone find it a little bit strange? this is a time zone happening.
Go ahead.
Did anyone find it strange that in the intro cutscene, when you first start the game, the first thing that happens in it is the beta team gets fired?
That was awesome.
That was really exciting. Yeah.
It's funny that made me think it was going to head in like a CodeMonkeys kind of direction, but it ended up being a pretty serious game. Like, it's actually a simulator. It's not. I mean, there's humor in it, you know, but it takes itself seriously, which was kind of unexpected for like.
It was also a little Easter egg in nostalgia that one of the investor NPC face portraits bugged out, and it just showed their shirt. It actually didn't show their head, and that was mm-hmm. like. I was shirt like, guy. Oh, there's the Cobra Spaghetti.
Shirt guy.
It's like an Odyssey.
Now, how many of y'all were able to unlock the media consultant? Because that was quite the grind.
I worked it,
and finally unlocked the media consultant.
I did not play it. I did not.
Is that why you didn't sleep on Saturday?
That is why I didn't sleep on Saturday. I mean, I was going to.
That's where you went.
I was going to unlock her, and it was worth it. So,
yeah.
Yep. Even though the licenses didn't work past the weekend anyway, so now you'll just have to start over when they release it.
Right. I didn't make it over to the booth either, but just for the stage presentation, we get to see so unlike the previous games where, you know, we had, or I shouldn't say unlike, you know, as well as in the previous games when we have the career mode, they've added these new shorter challenges, like, for example, cosmetic packs or in-game events. And the one that they got to show off and kind of run through with us was called Release a DLC. And in this challenge, the player is tasked with building up hype to get sales, and your usual tools that you have, like trailers and live streams and social sponsored media articles. So that your trailers are like a mostly safe thing. You know, they produce pretty good hype, But the lack of detail can sometimes disappoint the player base if it's used too early and speculation starts to go crazy. Whereas if you have like a live stream, the deep dives on live streams produce a ton of hype score. But if the fan expectations aren't met sufficiently, then they can backfire entirely and you end up kind of rolling back and get a negative score. So it's tricky. It's like a dice roll, right? And then you have your sponsored articles, which are really much less of a gamble. It's a very predictable level of hype because the information control is so high. But you have this smaller section of like your hardcore fans, which can get, you know, turned off because of how impersonal it seems, almost like you're not talking to the fan base anymore, right? Sort of talking past them to a wider audience, which never goes over very well. So it's risky, you know, do you piss off a small amount of the fan base to kind of gain a bunch of new fans or not? And it's pretty cool for like a smaller play session, you know, where you're not trying to do a whole career game mode.
Yeah, it's interesting getting into a game that you would ordinarily have no interest in playing whatsoever. You know, like I have no overlap with the fandom of Formula One. Yeah. But even after just like a couple hours of playing, I felt like I had a different sort of understanding of some of the team stuff. And then the things that happen, like, because it's a meta sim, you know, things that happen with Formula One in general, like there's a cheating scandal or something that makes players more likely or less likely to play, and just all these things that are out of your control as a game developer when you do those kind of like playing a sim on somebody else's intellectual property, you know, or somebody else's set of things.
Right.
It's like you don't have any influence in the world of Formula One. So hopefully they don't do something that makes them all look so terrible that people just stop playing your game, you know?
Right. Like schedule a whole game to be developed and released coincidentally with a movie. That like then gets delayed, for example.
Right. Or turns out to be terrible or
any of that stuff. Yeah. I mean, that's true. I mean, you don't have to be a Formula One fan, but aren't you a fan of games?
Yeah.
I
kind of left a Formula One fan even without getting to watch any actual races, just seeing the dynamics of fans interacting with brands and teams and
Art let it slip after a few Jaeger bombs.
I was going to say this. Go ahead.
But that in update 2, they're going to actually have that you can upload a live stream to FDev, and then they're going to have AI actually judge it. And so you're going to have a response from an AI like it would be an audience.
No shit. And,
oh, wow. Yeah, this is like a next level. At a
trade show or something?
Yeah, like, I don't think they're talking about trade shows. I mean, trade shows would be great, but no, they have Frontier Unlocked. Like, you could do your own Frontier Unlocked, and the their servers or AI would be like a Twitch audience.
It's like the next level of procedural generation, like procedural audience reactions.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you guys saw one of Art's little like kind of winky wink wink moments here, but like kind of asking, you know, questions about next year. He's like, not to say anything, but feel like we got the hint that next year we could be getting an F1 manager, 2023 manager, 2024 manager coming down the pike. So I'm pretty excited about that personally.
That's clear.
And I think we might be able to see, we might in the next one, we might actually be able to see custom games.
Yeah, for sure. Like we go up one more level of abstraction and just be the whole studio.
Right. Making our own games, you know, instead of it just being F1 Manager 2023.
Yeah.
Manager 2024.
Or Manager. Right. Jesus.
Is that the one where you as the company owner get asked to step aside, but still
maintain your 51%.
My
the end game
tinfoil hat
the end game
for that. Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Oh. Is that they're gonna crowdsource running the company to the people playing the game, and they'll just kind of step back and be like, "All right, cool. I'm just gonna sit here."
See, you guys all got to actually play. I got to see the opening thing, but they never gave me the actual game in a limited time key. They just couldn't figure out the time zone embargo with New Zealand, and
it got over to you and it was like, but that's the future. No.
Yeah, guys. It was already done.
It was like Y2K in reverse.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You might be better off, and I don't mean to like throw them all under the bus, but there is this controversy, right? Because a couple of bad actors who took that beta code, and sure, it doesn't, the key, like you said, the keys don't work anymore, but they had this sort of limited time where they're able to pick through the code. And this has come out on Reddit now, that there is some kind of strange telemetry that the game seems to be doing on most systems. Reporting like pretty much all player choices back to FDev, almost like they're tracking it. Which I have to say is kind of weird, even though I know they're a sponsor, but it's a little weird to hear that. You know, what are they doing with that information? You know, choices about what players do when developing and releasing a game, like
Manager 2023. I read it now. Is that the r/TFG subreddit?
Yes.
Okay.
I think at this point, metadata has reached a point where it's just you harvest everything, regardless of its eventual fate. You just need the data to dip into whenever you like foresee a future need.
I hope it's that innocent.
That feels seedy, but at the same time, it's like industry standard. So I'm like, ugh. Like I can only fault Frontier so much for that.
Yeah. Well, that was the fun there. And of course, Art's quite a showman, throwing Formula One car plushies into the audience.
Did any of you guys get one?
I didn't know. I thought it would look bad.
Yeah.
That is crazy. I didn't expect so many people to get injured over plush cars.
The trouble is, though, there was one of the actual model cars, the metal and plastic model cars was in the pile. And like I said, Art gets pretty into it. And three or four plushies got tossed. And then sooner or later, he grabbed the heavy one.
Well, he also didn't realize especially in Oklahoma, it's not that uncommon to have people bring their own t-shirt cannons to events.
He didn't know he was going to get hit with a t-shirt. Yeah, I mean, that's right.
He
saw the surprise on his face. He expected
people to fire things back. And yeah, so...
Got him.
He was really just defending himself.
Yeah.
And I think what really hurt him was that it was a Star Citizen t-shirt.
that was really savage.
It was. Yeah. It was the most meme thing I've ever seen in real life.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Thanks, Grover.
I apologize to us.
Yep.
Yeah, we're never going to get him to come back again.
We had
a sponsorship before, and we've confirmed it.
I always thought it was a foregone conclusion.
See, if we'd been at the Country Music Hall of Fame, they would have had trauma counselors on hand, but in Oklahoma, we were kind of screwed.
Yeah. Saved us all in airfare, though.
In my defense, Arf screwed me, because he totally threw away my session that I was going to do. Well, didn't throw it away, but I really had to pivot.
Yeah, because of how much time he took and took away from your segment.
Yeah.
Well, the fact that I couldn't even get the game to play, because that was the whole idea. Like, New Zealanders have a big history in Formula One game management.
Right.
And so I'd planned and renamed my whole thing about the Bruce McLaren flying Kiwi display. And after the famous Kiwi race driver, Bruce McLaren, that founded the McLaren Formula One team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all know about that.
Yeah. We know.
Nurgle bought his, the famous bleacher from the Bleacher Bandit saga for us all to sit on and unfortunately, autograph. Yeah, that's,
and then auction off
went a little bit funny, because I asked everyone to hop upside down on the bleacher to try and see the screen upside down, because I wanted them to see what it was like playing in the Southern Hemisphere.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But the condition of the bleacher violated the venue's OHS rules or whatever they are.
Yeah, that was OSHA. OSHA rules. Yeah. Thing almost
I think it's OSHA in most of the country, but there in Oklahoma, it might be whatever that is that Grover said.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the other thing was that there was a little bit of disappointment when I put on Euro Truck Simulator instead of F1 Manager, Simulator Manager.
Well, I mean, they kind of asked for it. You know, I wouldn't have expected another country in the Commonwealth to use the one character that's not on a keyboard in New Zealand as part of the license key. You know, I mean, how do you make mm-hmm. that mistake? That it probably was generated by a random, you know, a random hash or something. But I mean, I looked at it and immediately saw, dude, Grover's not going to be able to type that because they don't use that letter in New Zealand. But
oh, I definitely we didn't even know that letter exists.
Yeah, that was pretty tone deaf. But yeah. I thought the Euro Truck riposte was a classic.
I thought it was. Sure. I thought it was hilarious. Yeah. And but also, yeah, exactly. It was pointed all in the right way. So if they can't take that, honestly.
Well, I did pivot and I had a plan B, and that's when yep. I got NL Hayton Crash to do a tire change pit stop on Lark Shadow's Kia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think where I went wrong was suggesting to Lark to try and do a donut in the lobby. I may have overestimated his driving abilities or it might have been what Shig said, which was, you can't fucking do that in a front-wheel drive automatic Kia, moron, I think is what yep. he said.
No. I can hear his voice now. It's
yeah, eerie. And that's when the pushing and shoving started.
Yeah, that was, I mean, that was the afternoon after the morning when we went out to the track. Remember, we got Crash had that repurposed FedEx delivery truck, and we were showing Alec Turner how to drift on the right side of the road.
I think I should have got Alec to do it.
He would have done it for sure. No,
yeah, he could have done it.
I think
he just didn't want to upstage anybody, you know. Yeah. He's too polite.
Lark, on the other hand, was all ready to whip it out in front of everybody and kind of wreck the lobby in the process. But, you know,
yeah,
what are you going to do? It was still worth it.
I'm going to be paying for that front desk for another 6 months.
I'm surprised they didn't have front desk insurance.
It could have been worse.
I'm surprised it costs enough to justify 6 months.
Well, it is Oklahoma. Could be worse.
Well, I'm cash
flowing. At least you're allowed
it, so
back in the venue.
It's on top of my normal expenses. So.
Yeah, Grover's banned from the state of Oklahoma.
Not just that, the entire country.
No.
The entire country.
That's not how it works here.
Grover, that's not what the officer said. I think it was a very local, specific thing.
Yeah, when he said go back to your country, that didn't mean you were excluded from our whole country, just from his, which happened to be Oklahoma.
No. This is a TSA agent.
It was a TSA agent. Well, it's definitely official then.
Yep.
So you can't fly to the States. You can probably take a ship and get here.
You can come by boat, I assume.
Yeah.
Or you fly into Canada and then
walk across the border. Yeah.
But now I know how to get on the list.
Right.
Very exclusive list.
Yeah.
Sorry, which list is exclusive in this country?
The no-fly list.
The no-fly list. Oh.
Is it? Is it, though?
Is it?
A little.
So what was your favorite part about the... what was your favorite part about the tea debates? This is the because here's the thing.
Oh, okay.
I think you need to set up what the tea debates were before.
Well, all right, that's fair.
Yeah. Or should I set it up? I should probably set it up because it was my idea. So at academic meetings, usually what happens is you'll have a pro and a con on a controversial topic, and it's usually done in great fun. It got a little carried away this time, but it's usually done in great fun, and it's the kind of thing where you'll have, for example, in cardiology, there was a trial that said that maybe we're putting too many stents in people. And so you would have an interventional cardiologist and a non-invasive cardiologist debate that. So what we
And if the audience is wondering, yes, this went over just as well the first time for the live audience.
Yeah, he used this exact comparison.
Yes. And so Burr and Reaney came all the way from the UK to have Reaney and Chig debate tea, delicious drink versus salad water. And obviously, Chig took the salad water position, and Granny took the delicious drink position, and it just proceeded to go sideways at that point. So
I have never
I'll let you guys take it from here.
I have never seen a grown man be so unabashedly beaten, both verbally and physically, in such a manner.
Right, right. But in response to the fish beatings, I really don't think Rini was expecting so many people in Oklahoma to have fish just on their person, which is silly because this
about tea. I mean,
slightest bit of research, she would have known how many fishermen there are.
I didn't expect sweet tea to have made it. I mean, of course, in retrospect, it would, because it's tea and has a lot of sugar and is attached to the South. But I didn't think the room would turn on Chig that quickly. You know, he's kind of a personable guy most of the time. I figured he'd get a lot of support. And it went dark fast.
Yeah. Also, it's kind of just a testament to Rini's rhetorical capacity.
Yeah, for sure.
Chig looked like he kind of looked like a numbtongue. He got hung up a little bit.
Yeah,
I mean, he was brutal.
He was passionate, but he did not plead his case well, I don't think.
Yeah,
he was expecting everybody to believe him. It's a common, it's a mistake. You can't just go in like that.
Yeah,
I mean, Rainey just had the crowd in the palm of her hand whenever she spoke. Like, he had no chance.
Yeah, for sure.
You show up with that accent. Show up with that accent in Oklahoma. You're royalty. Oh my God, the Queen's here. What? Yeah. I mean, oh my God, the Queen's here. She absolutely sounded like the smartest person.
Lady James Bond, they all kept yelling.
She was the smartest person in the room, to be honest, but she also sounded like it.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
The aftermath, it was the creme de la creme was, I think, in the tone of how things left off. There was a subversive swapping of booze for tea that I think they like chummed it up with the bartender, whatever it was. I ordered a cocktail and was served Earl Grey, and the bartender didn't let on, and I threw it back, and I threw back a glass of lukewarm Earl Grey tea, and I said, "Rini." So they got me good. It was pretty smooth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excellent practical joke.
Yeah. Harmless but effective, as all practical jokes should be.
Sure. But I mean, then by the end of the night, we had all sort of realized that tea is actually a pretty good mixer, and among other things, really masks the flavor of vodka. So vodka and tea together, vodka and iced tea, and people were just, when we were fishing them out of the sewers after a while, it was.
By 2 a.m., no one cared what the liquid in the glass was, you know?
I don't traditionally drink vodka. That's not like my go-to. And I won't again anymore.
I just want to also say, like, to some of the people, the attendees, we were supposed to have a console panel, but nobody showed up.
Well, when you scheduled on Sunday morning, I mean, everyone's sauced Saturday night. You scheduled it like at 8 a.m. on Monday morning. Of course you get zero attendance. Come on. I won't gripe too hard, though. I don't know who is in charge of the scheduling.
It wasn't me. I just picked the venue. So, So I get the blame for that.
Yeah, that's firmly Saturday afternoon next year.
So how many of you actually did the excursion to the salt quarry?
I went. Yeah.
I ran out of money. I couldn't go.
Oh, I would have floated you.
Oh, I tried the F1 manager, 2024 manager, just to fill the time.
But you know who was on the bus to the salt quarry?
I know.
It was Yamex.
Oh.
He came to ScrewCon just to go to the salt quarry.
Okay.
It was the highlight
that makes sense.
I think he's been planning that trip for a long time, and this was a really convenient opportunity. He couldn't say no.
Yeah.
I heard that the gift shop made a lot of money because he took home a lot of salt souvenirs.
Yeah, that's kind of par for the course, isn't it?
Yeah, we saw that. We saw that on the plush salt monsters.
Did anyone pick up Nurgle one if he didn't get one himself? I thought the resemblance to the weird AI photo was uncanny.
You know,
it kind of seems like they stole it.
Yeah,
I lost track of Nurgle after like the first hour of the convention.
Okay.
I don't know where he went
the whole time. I think.
I think he was still upside down under the bleachers.
Oh, okay.
I thought being one of us who got it right and successfully sat upside down on them.
See, I don't think you guys realize Anead, Oklahoma is the retirement capital of Oklahoma. And I think Nurgle was looking at assisted living facilities.
Saving on
to move to after when he leaves. Yeah. When he leaves Alabama.
Yeah. Well, I bet you the work calls he was getting all weekend just further reinforced that in him.
Yeah. I think it was a really. I mean, I love Nurgle's work stories. I think it was sort of a callous move to start putting them all on the intercom system in the venue. People didn't know they were being broadcast when they called him. It's really kind of unfair to them. At the time, yeah, I was a little too drunk to say something. I don't know.
Yeah, I think Oklahoma is a single party consent state, so I don't think he had to disclose to them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a different state to state.
That's the sort of thing he would look up.
Yeah.
Oh, man, for sure. I still feel kind of bad about it, though. But yeah.
We didn't have.
He's got senioritis really bad, doesn't he?
We couldn't have money for like a band or anything. So as far as entertainment went, I think it filled a good niche gap there.
Yeah, just people calling about dead eagles and stuff the whole time.
Well, I mean, it was a nice kind of tonic from the rest of the weird karaoke that was going on. He'd get a phone call and jump up on stage.
Yeah. It was very. It almost had like the live podcast esque feel to it because
it was very. You never know when it's going to go off, right?
Exactly. It was very on brand for the podcast. I think the audience enjoyed it.
Yeah. It's
Speaking of karaoke, who's
all right?
Who is your favorite karaoke act?
And don't say Chig.
Yeah, don't say Chig.
It was
because that was abysmal. Who was?
It was Lark. By far. Lark Shadow.
Who knew Lark Shadow had such a voice in him?
It was the like passion that is bred of working an IT job and finally being able to cut loose. It's like, oh, this song's been a long time coming. And he picked Aretha, right? Like,
yeah, I mean,
you either pick Aretha because you can rock Aretha, or you just don't like you do not give a fuck.
You're right. He doesn't care if his voice is in meta.
And Lark was like, tonight is about me. And he just rocked it.
Yeah. No matter how many times the audience reminded him that it wasn't about him.
Yeah, I think leaving his ADHD meds back at home kind of helped a little bit too.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't even go with respect. I mean, he went with a deep Aretha Franklin cut.
Deep Aretha.
I mean, could you picture Lark Shadow picking a popular song? No.
No, I mean, but who knew that he was going to sing River's Invitation?
That's the SRV bay of her whole album, of her whole repertoire. Yeah.
Now that you put it that way.
Right. I really dug the last chunk of Commander Burr's American Pie rendition. I mean, that song is notorious. He clearly didn't realize what key it was going to be in because his voice is not suited to that register.
Yeah.
And then it's such a long song. Like, the last 6 minutes were really funny. He just, like, looked like a deer in headlights as the lyrics just kept coming and coming and coming.
He owned it, though.
Yeah. He pulled it back together.
Doesn't back down.
But it was quite an experience. It was a journey to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yep. To make a highlight.
And the whole scarf above his head flicking around move was perfect.
Mesmerizing.
I'd have been disappointed if he showed up without the scarf. But I think that's kind of the brand. I think he knows that.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what did, you know, I guess I'm kind of seen as kind of an organizer around here, although I personally put in very little of the work into this. I kind of was responsible for organizing travel for the Frontier representatives and everything. But other than that, I didn't have time for very much. But people did keep kind of complaining to me about the lack of any Elite Dangerous content whatsoever. I guess apparently most of these conferences have had, you know, booths and things. People bring their VR sets or like motion rig, fancy stuff, retro.
Yeah, we original said we had the retro room, but just none of those platforms had Elite. You know,
right?
You couldn't play Elite on Atari 2600. It's not an option. It wasn't like a slight or anything. ColecoVision never made an Elite clone.
But in our defense, we did just say it was a retro room. Like, we didn't advertise Elite specifically.
Yeah, it was just a really old room.
Yeah.
Now, the one content seminar that we had, I mean, Lark was brilliant in his Lark's shipbuilding.
Yeah.
I mean, that was your favorite, right, Trax?
By a master. I was, honestly, edge of my seat. White knuckled thrill ride the whole time.
Yeah, I will never look at clean drives. Shout at him.
What's that, girl?
Yeah. I was saying I'll never look at clean drives in the same light.
Oh, I've never engineered a set before I listened to his talk.
Yeah, they don't sound so clean anymore, do they?
No.
I just, you know, I can't say that I learned nothing. It's just that, you know, I don't know. I felt like that part should have been the debate, you know?
Clean versus dirty drives?
I think Lark had like universal buy-in. I couldn't really see there being much of a debate. He's a hell of a speaker. I think he won over the crowd. So I think it was kind of a universal consensus. Yeah, wasn't like a T thing like that. That's where the contention was, but Lark mm-hmm. had that room in the palm of his hand.
Yeah, I mean, he's always been a fan favorite.
Yeah,
yep. I think you're just going to see a lot more Crusaders with SRV bays than you used to.
Yeah.
I'm going to be surprised if we don't.
Well, I mean, we've got however the attendance was, you'll see them in Jameson all outfitting the exact same fit.
Probably three or four of them.
I'm looking forward to the Scout Renaissance.
Yeah, it's kind of a populist message, though, you know? It's like the reason that you're having trouble with your ship and your FA off and whatever you're doing is not that you're not good enough. It's that your ship's too fast.
Right.
You know? Well, it's like it turns too well. It only goes up to, you know, up to 385, but all of a sudden you can fly it. So what are you in a hurry for anyway? You don't need to go 500.
Struggling with combat? Your shields are too strong.
And a testament to just how fast the meta goes stale, right?
Yeah.
So I think we're all in the mood. I think we're all in the mood for new things. We know there's new ships coming. Why not?
So you finish faster. That's less time you get to have fun playing.
Exactly. So why not give engineering a second look? And I think Lark had a whole little cadre of people that agreed with him after that talk.
A lot of them were family, though. I think he's got a pretty big family, and he brought most of them.
Yeah, that was interesting. I this is the last event I would have brought my family to. I love you all, but I was firmly showing up by myself.
I was given a 48 or 72 hour leave for this. So
yeah. My wife's like, you get one weekend with the Nerdonauts, and that's it.
My wife was fairly annoyed by the whole process, except she found F1 Manager 2023 Manager to be thrilling. And I mean, she specifically said how silly she thought F1 Manager 2023 was. Like, why would you want to, you know, you're not the race car driver, you know, why would you want to just manage the team, just watch the race happen, you know? But the thought of managing F1 Manager 2023, the game, is she perked right up. She was glued to that presentation. She talked about it most of the drive home. I think she's really changed, you know. And like they said, it's a game that's committed to growing your love of games management.
Yeah. Game.
Well, she's opening a business, so it kind of scratches the same itch, right?
I suppose maybe it's got a brain kind of thinking that way. Yeah, yeah.
That's got to fit hand in glove. I mean, that's kind of probably who they're. That's probably the niche they're aiming for.
Yeah,
yeah. So, I was expecting a lot of complaints.
Yeah,
but yeah, she did end up having fun. I think basically because of that, and because of Rini's fish, of course. But it goes without saying.
Yeah, I mean, Mrs. Blooming Wind is she's a nurse and a nurse manager, but process improvement and is kind of her thing. She's in management. And, you know, when I told her about your wife's reaction to F1 2023 manager, whatever it's called, I mean, she was really excited. She said, you know,
a little tongue-tied her.
Yeah, I mean, she just said that I'm going to have to go to bed early and she's going to have to use the PC and play that instead of her going to bed and me flying my spaceship. So we are.
Blooming Wind,
it's buy a new computer.
Nice knowing you, man.
I know. Maybe I'll buy her a computer and just be done with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Did you miss where they're going to actually release it on console for 6 months and then stop?
Yeah. Well, because the consoles can't quite handle the audience procedural generation that they're doing with AI. So unfortunately, they're just going to have to leave them without that update. But they can still play the game. It's just that it's not going to have an audience. So when they do their live streams, there will just be absolutely no reaction whatsoever.
And what it is, right?
Yeah, they're calling it legacy live streams.
Yeah, right. But I mean, I think one of the other problems was, doesn't like Xbox have a licensing problem with things like ARCs? Because they rebranded ARCs for the game as stock options. And so my understanding was that you couldn't exercise your stock options through the Microsoft store. So that was really gonna be a problem as well. Yeah. I mean, so just like the problems they were having with ARCs, there was some money issues with that. I thought there was some weirdness with that. But
I wonder if it's just like a language issue then, because they are using that language some in the scoring in the game. So I guess I got confused. I didn't realize he was talking about like in real world stuff, microtransactions kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah. No. Interesting. They're calling their ARCs for the game stock options. So like as you play, you get more stock options and then you can exercise them for in-game content.
Well, that's a big surprise. Invest to win, that's right.
Not sure about that.
That's not usually something I go for in a game, so we'll have to see how it plays out, I guess. Any other highlights that people can remember? I know there's a lot we can't remember.
Yeah.
No, was everyone outside when Vault turned up in his Winnebago?
Oh god, I heard it.
It was so on point for Volt.
Is Volt old enough to drive?
He's old enough to drive that.
He has a learner's permit.
Being literally twice his age, I'm obligated to make that joke. We love you.
No, it does. It does sell because, you know, we didn't make it a cosplay thing, but a Cars play was not expected. And he did such a great job with it.
Yeah,
that was going above and beyond.
Yeah, that's why I felt. I mean, that's why I felt so bad about the tornado. You know, right. I mean, I guess he didn't really know much about Oklahoma on his way over. But yeah. I would have said, don't take a Winnebago to Oklahoma. Don't take it to Kansas or Nebraska or anywhere near Oklahoma. And sure enough, I mean, March. Yeah. You know, it was cold. Nobody thought anything would happen. But sure enough, that corner of the parking lot was just wiped from the face of the earth.
And just that corner is amazing. Yeah. Yeah. Actually,
well, I grew up in Illinois, and like they have a very narrow path. So
it's next amazing. Door neighbors
can have just gotten basically like a drizzle, and then the other house next over is just gone.
Yeah,
you got to go home in a convertible.
Right. I mean, it's a shame how much work you know he put into making that Winnebago look just exactly like a Type 7, but it then really also did. Like still be street legal. Well, in Oklahoma.
With a pilot car,
He didn't obstruct the view. It was purely cosmetic.
Right. And it's a shame. But on the other hand, you know, I'm taking a positive spin on it, which I'm not meaning as a tornado pun, but, you know, that it's a little bit, it's a little more special because we're the only ones who will ever see it, you know. It'll never be seen again. by anyone because there are no photos that you can ever find. Although, actually, I wonder if any of the cameras that were documenting the event got in there.
They did. It's on TikTok. Yeah.
Oh shoot. Okay. Well, yeah. I almost forgot. You know. So check the show notes, listeners. There's the replay of the video replay of the entire event. Is there in the show notes. The link, I guess I'll say, because our web domain is a little weird, loosescrewsed.webnode.page/screwcon2024. Anyway, the link's in the show notes, and we've got, you know, a private YouTube video of the whole thing. I didn't want it going out on our main page because it's not like a podcast episode, you know, but it's there. And so if for people who didn't attend. So that would be the only way, I guess, we get to see Lark's, Volt's great work on the car.
Yeah, I'm Googling double decker Winnebago.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else?
Yeah, any other favorite moments?
No, nothing I can remember, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm still fuzzy.
Yeah, I feel like...
I'm recovering.
2 days went by in a matter of maybe 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah.
Kind of wild what it does to you.
It was just one big day to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was quite the blur. But
we pulled it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was good to see everyone in person, too.
It's true. I will say that I'm super appreciate, Teflon, you picking me up on your way down through.
No problem.
I think... You have a super comfortable car. Not what I expected. But, you know, it worked. And the wife and I had a great time.
It's a Kia Soul.
Yeah. Fantastic. It's a great ride.
Sure is.
Oh, that should be your company car, Odexius.
Was that the Kia?
Yeah, the Kia. So... So your asshole.
You know, I'm still ironing. I'm still tightening the nuts and bolts. So we'll see if that shakes out.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I guess
shut this thing off. Shut us down.
Shut down. Thank you all for listening to this special debrief of ScrewCon 2024. Once again, check the show notes to find the link to the replay. To see all the great stuff, including the awesome presentation from Art. And thanks to Frontier for coming down to the event and honoring us with your presence. And thanks to As from Audaxius for sponsoring the event financially, as well as Craft Singles. And what was the other one? I honestly can't remember right now.
It was NVIDIA.
Oh, NVIDIA. Right. NVIDIA.
And can't forget Baron Rini and Alec.
Yeah.
Special That's right. Making the really long trip. You're all so special to us, and it was so great to be able to hang out with you in person. And yeah, just and you know, thanks to NVIDIA. No GPU price too high. Long live the king.
Thanks right. again for listening, everyone.
We'll see you next time for a regular episode of the podcast. Take care.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Miss it all.